This is The Power, the show that brings you the latest in the musical and fresh new music. Daryl and Ofni with you this evening.
And you just heard a tune by Indonesian band Lil Fingers. It's a track called Time, taken from the band's debut full-length album, Euphoria. Speaking of Lil Fingers is a jazz trio from Indonesia who are slowly but surely making a name for themselves with their take on electronic jazz. The band consists of Chika on keys, David on drums, and Dika on bass. This year alone, they've dropped their full-length album, Euphoria, and an EP called Self Volume 1.
Together, they are embarking on their first ever Southeast Asian tour and are making a Malaysian stop to play two shows, one in Penang for the Wah Music Festival on the 16th of September this Friday, and also another one in the very next day on the 17th alongside fellow Indonesian experimental electronic musician Logic Loss at Mau Tau in KL.
But before they make the trip to Penang, joining us right now for the band's very first radio interview in Malaysia are two members from the band Lil Fingers, David and Dika. Welcome to the show, guys. First up, how did the band members meet each other?
We were formed actually back in 2019. Me, David, and Dika, we studied together in the same university. Mm. We studied music together. And then, well, Lil Fingers was actually started because of I met Chika in some gig. And then I just figured out that we followed each other on Instagram and we talk a lot. And well, she was just returned from the US. She studied at Berkeley. So we were already a session player at the time in Indonesia, so yeah, we were quite tired to play other people's music, so we want to create one of our own. So, and then Chika asked me to find a bassist, and one name that I could think in my mind is only Dika, so yeah. And then we jammed in the studio, and then it surprisingly works. So
yeah, actually we were created in pandemic period, but it giving us a chance to learning about creating music, about production together.
Mm, interesting. Guys, Lil Fingers is quite an interesting name. How did it come about?
Yeah, well, it was actually came from Game of Thrones. One of the characters was Little Finger. So yeah, we are three, so Little Fingers.
Has jazz always been the go-to genre for you guys to play and listen to, even prior to forming the band?
Well, not necessarily, but in music studies, actually, basically in every university, music college out there, jazz is always the fundamentals for every musician that study in the college. So, yeah, maybe it affect our influence as well. I think that, yeah, we like the same kind of music. So, yeah, you can say it's our go-to.
Mm. Guys, did the band have a certain sound in mind from the start, or was it more of a jam first and see where it takes us kind of approach?
Yeah, actually, yeah, we created a shared playlist. So yeah, we tried to find the balance between all of our references on our songwriting sessions.
Maybe like Moonchild, Hiatus Kayote, Robert Glasper,
Thundercat,
JD Beck, and Domi.
All the good names, right? Since things have been pretty busy, I'm sure, this year especially, dropping both your debut full-length album, Euphoria, and an EP called Self Volume 1, what's the secret to the band's productivity? Is self-producing your own music the key to your productivity?
Well, we created a lot of song back in 2020. Yeah. We don't have any work to do, right? Because three of us were full-time musicians. So yeah, we wrote a lot of songs. So well, basically Euphoria, Self Volume 1, and To Be Released, Self Volume 2 is what we written in 2020. So, and along 2020 and 2021, we tried to work as effective as possible. We created our own workflow. So yeah, it helped us to release quickly.
And releasing singles instead of albums or EPs seems to be the popular choice for many people, right? Which is the trend for most Malaysian acts these days. Not quite so for Lil Fingers with your two releases this year. Why so?
I think that we still believe in compilations, so we can tell a full story of something. And to be honest, it is easier to sell in marketing terms, because Yeah, well, in singles you basically can do nothing. You cannot showcase a single song, and you cannot sell a single CD, right?
Yeah.
So yeah, I think having EP and albums are more beneficial to us.
Can you take me through the process of how a Lil Fingers song is usually written?
In a process, we were sitting in David's studios. We created a
guidelines, sort of guide.
And we take these guides into a OneDrive. And yeah, one of us created by ourselves at home.
Especially in the Self Volume 1, it's basically our verse compilation that is fully worked at home. So we all work remotely only by using like Google Drive. So we send each other. Usually the sessions are in my studio, so I usually export the files to the drive, and then they download it and made it at home. Yeah, because like I said, that we tried to perfect our workflow on pandemic, so yeah, it helped us a lot on this process.
Guys, how long does the whole recording process usually take? Can you vary quite a bit, where jazz cats can take a day or two, or others take a few months or even years to complete an album, right? What about you guys?
Well, Self Volume 1 was recorded, mixed, mastered, and the whole production was done in 1 week. We started the production, well, in July or August, right? It was our schedules were really tight because three of us was full-time musicians, producers, and also audio engineers, right? Mm-hmm. So we need to manage our time, so we only have tight time to do our music. Yeah, so that's it, 1 week.
Now, the band will be performing two shows in Malaysia, and since some of your songs are collaborations with features, would there be session musicians joining the band on stage for the live shows, or just the three of you?
Actually, we prepare Sam's like album recording. Yeah.
So you guys will be like triggering samples, kind?
Well, kind of, yeah. But we'll be playing our latest EP's material. So it's basically three of us. So it's easier for us to play. Yeah, we didn't really have much time to prepare also. Crystal flakes of snow that falls right before our skin.
Big thanks to David and Dika for joining us on the show. Once again, the band will be playing in Penang on the 16th of September for the UAH or UAH Music Festival in Penang, and in Mau Tau KL this Saturday on the 17th of September alongside fellow Indonesian experimental electronic musician Logic Lost.
That's right. Right after this, our quick fire news segment. By the way, stay tuned for that. But before we head to another break, here's something from the guys themselves, Lil Fingers. This is Lil Fingers and Minstrel. Right here on The Pulse. Stay tuned. BFM 89.9.